James Malual Lual, Lagos State Deputy of the HIV and AIDS Commission, says the state is sitting on HIV time bomb that could explode any time.
October 2023 to September 2024. This is a list. A data is going like this. We start with the Rumbek Center. This is a data tested, infected, and those who enroll in the medicine drugs, and those who have lost to follow up, and those who return to the drugs, and those one who are dead. This is what I'm going to read out. In Rumbek Center, 69,278 tested. 781 positives. Those one who are taking drug, 739. And then Rumbek is positive, 123.
Authorities in Lagos State say the number of infected people is huge, adding that it is a time to take action. Nelson Makoy Makur, Lagos State Minister of Education, says HIV/AIDS is time infected individuals come in the open and seek remedies.
HIV and AIDS is no longer a killer disease. It is a disease like any other disease, like malaria or any other disease that can live longer with a person. And our message for today to our people, protect yourself from contracting HIV and AIDS. That is the message number one. And take enough precautions so that you cannot get HIV and AIDS. And number two, if you get HIV and AIDS by mistake, maybe you mess up around and you get that one, please don't lose hope. Don't lose hope that this is the end of my life. You still have a future and you still have a life and you still have other things to do.
Makur, who represented the governor, encouraged HIV/AIDS positive individuals not to shy away from seeking help if diagnosed with HIV/AIDS. He says following advices from health officials could save more lives across South Sudan.
And you cannot ignore it, and you cannot shy away from the reality that this is a disease in which you can live with it. And this time is not the time that we will ignore our own life and just abandon health facility and you miss other opportunities that you can live longer with AIDS. So we have been advocating for these diseases for our people to protect themselves.
Christopher Mushiri, the head of the UNMISS office in Rumbek, reaffirmed the mission's commitment to supporting the Lagos State Government and the AIDS Commission in their efforts to fight HIV/AIDS.
Living with HIV is no longer a death sentence, but people can have a long and fruitful life and contribute positively to society. I'd like to assure you all that the UN family and our humanitarian and development partners will continue to work with the Lagos State AIDS Commission, all other relevant government offices and institutions, as well as the communities towards achieving this goal of ending HIV/AIDS as a public health threat by 2030.
According to the data from the AIDS Commission, more than 52,000 South Sudanese have been tested positive, but only 3,200 are on medication. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Nairobi, Kenya.